Live around the world. This is the BBC's Outside Source.
Hello, you're very welcome to the programme. I am Nuala McGovern in the centre of the BBC newsroom here in London. And I've just taken a walk over from my desk where I usually sit and broadcast Outside Source to come over to what we call the live page. And beside me is Josephine McDermott, who is working on the live page. Basically, they're pulling all the strands together of the stories that are coming in right now, or the developments really that there are on the main story as it is this morning. We've watched very closely with the Paris attack, also then in Belgium. But today it's about a downed warplane on the border with Syria. Russia says its plane has been downed, and Turkey is believed to have been the one to have done it. Let's speak a little bit with Josephine to find out what the latest news is that's coming into the page. What are you working on?
Well, right now I've just been updating the big image that we have on the live page. It's one of the things we know our readers love. We have a huge hero image which looks really impressive on desktop. So we've got some fantastic images have come in from Turkish TV, which seem to show the burning trail as the plane was hit at the border. So I've just added those in. There are some pictures around which we're treating with caution at this stage. We have to verify everything very carefully. We're constantly looking out for good images.
And I noticed as well that people are trying to, I suppose with the images that they see, some of them disturbing, that they're trying to figure out exactly what it might be that has happened. How difficult is it to verify?
It's very difficult. At the moment, there's, of course, a huge contradiction in terms of what people are saying. We've had our Moscow correspondent saying that there are reports it was a surface-to-air missile which has brought down the plane. That's what's being reported in Russia. But actually, of course, there's also reports that from the Turkish media that it was their own forces which brought down the plane and that they gave warnings. So it's a very tricky picture, and it's very hard to verify. But we, of course, are very lucky that we have BBC monitoring, which is looking at all the reports coming in from the international media, and we have our own correspondents in the places that matter.
Yeah, we're going to be speaking to monitoring in just a short while. And with this story, have you got any details yet, and you may not have, on the Russian pilots, what might have happened to them? I know a lot of our listeners have been asking us.
We have lots of reports. We're not able to verify all of them at the moment. There are rumours and they're unsubstantiated, so we're not reporting on the live page. Some of the things in Al Jazeera are saying, there have been a number of things said that the pilots have been captured or even killed, but we're just not in the position to verify that, and so we're not informing our readers of that at the moment. Of course, once we get confirmation on any of that, we will.
Thank you very much, Josephine McDermott. She's just a few desks away from me, so I'm just going to walk my way back. You can read the latest details coming in. I can't